Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Standing on My Soapbox, the daily rant and radio show. We talk about all of the good, bad, and the ugly of current events. Join your host, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley. You, our listeners, are invited to call in and stand on our soapbox with us. Call 347-989-0126 between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. That's 347-989-0126. Now, here are your host and creator, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley.
Well, thank you, Katie, and welcome, everyone, to Standing on My Soapbox. It is Tuesday, May 28th, and y'all had an amazing Memorial Day weekend this past weekend. Hopefully, y'all got a three-day weekend out of it. We are excited to be with you the rest of the week today. Today through Friday, we'll be here every day at 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Time, here for the next hour to talk all about the day's news, politics, pop culture, whatever is on your mind. Call in and let us know, 347-989-0126. That's 347-989-0126. Let's go ahead and bring my co-host and partner in crime, actor and writer, Mr. Craig Hurley. Stand up on my soapbox, buddy, and let's get talking. How you doing?
What's going on, dude?
I am in beautiful downtown Palm Springs. I made great time this morning. I decided to leave at 8 in the morning, and I got here at exactly 4 hours and 1 minute into the drive here. And it took less than 3/4 of a tank of gas, so I was happy camper.
Excellent. Dude, I was wondering
if
you had
safe travels.
Hey, thanks
to you and Katie for coming up and visiting me this weekend in Vegas. I appreciate you guys taking the trip, and we had a good time.
Yeah, no, that was a lot of fun. I'm upset, however, that we didn't actually get to sit down and play poker together, and we didn't
get to
play craps either. The craps tables, all the craps tables, at least where we were playing, were all like jacked up in price. It was like $10 minimums, and we're like, we needed to go someplace else. Because, you know, partly it was, I wanted to teach Katie how to play craps too. So, you know, but all our poker tables, dude, when we went to play, they were all jammed. They wouldn't even let us sit together.
Yeah, we went in there
and
they,
then I had to wait.
Got me on relatively quickly, but we had,
dude, you were on it almost
Mark
immediately.
With us,
and
Mark just couldn't get on. It was horrible. So you guys were going to go play craps and then that didn't work out either. Cause like you said, they did Memorial Day price jacking up there and making sure every time you roll that dice, it costs you $5, $10 or something, whatever it is.
Yeah, it kind of sucked. That kind of sucked. But
overall, we were talking, we were surprised how it wasn't as busy as we thought on Friday. It kind of caught up on Saturday, Sunday. But I had a great time. I hope you and Katie did. It was fun.
Yeah, no, we had a lot of fun, dude. And that coffee shop, I don't even know. That coffee was so good. Gabby Cafe.
Gabby
so
Cafe,
good.
Katie's friend talked us into going. She has a local friend there and talked us into going to this Cafe Gabby in the Koreatown or Little Chinatown or whatever it is, Little Tokyo area of the area.
Yeah.
There was no sign on the door. It was this Game of Thrones huge wooden door.
You
and
know
you
how many people?
There was a coffee shop in there.
Like I said, there was amazing coffee.
Amazing food. You guys inhaled that focaccia pizza. I inhaled my salad. It was good stuff.
Dude, I know it sounds mean, but there were two people standing outside of the coffee shop that were like, we can't find this place. And I just didn't say anything. I was standing out there smoking a cigarette, and I'm like, no, you guys got to figure it out just like we did.
There you go.
And it's really cool. The inside of it, you know, is actually really, really cool. They've got like all these areas where you think that they're not really tables, but there's all these like books and all these pillows and people just sit there. It's really, really cool. That whole area that
like
was like a shelving
aunt
area.
Decorated her old parlor and just there's all sorts of different kinds of tables and chairs. And our table, they cut the wood to make it look like a cassette, which I thought was pretty cool and awesome.
Yeah. Cassette tape. That was pretty cool.
Funky little place. Now, we ate good, though. I mean, we hung out quite a bit. We got to go to a nice dinner, our first night in Friday night right there. I stayed in New York, and they had, I forget what it was called, Don something rather. But that was some good chicken that Katie and I had, wasn't it? That was some good stuff.
Yeah, no, I had that chicken the next day. It was Tom, I can't remember the name of that restaurant.
Starts with a D. It starts with a D, but I don't remember it.
It was a D?
Yeah, I think it was a D, but I'm not sure.
It's right when you walk out of New York, and you're on Las Vegas Boulevard. And it's literally right there. It's, you know, it's attached to New York. I can't remember the name of it either. But yeah, they had really good chicken, and I ate some good burgers there. So that was really good.
Yeah,
it's starting out to be a foodie show.
Great food, and then we did that, and then we had that friend of Katie's that brought us on to the cafe, cooked us dinner. We had a home cooked meal, which was amazing. Bruschetta, one of my favorite foods in the planet, was so good. And some pasta.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. We were doing some good eating all weekend, that's for dang sure.
Yeah, Sabrina made these meatballs with bacon. Oh, my God, dude. I'm bacon. Bacon.
You were in heaven. That's the Tom's Urban. Tom's Urban is what it's called. So
that's it. Yeah, I told you it was called. It's Tom's. Yeah.
Okay, Tom's,
yeah, Tom's
Urban.
Urban.
I got it wrong. Yeah. Sorry about that. But it was really good food, and yeah, we had a good time. And then I got to spend some time with another friend of mine that I hadn't seen for a long time, like 15 years, and we had a nice little barbecue. So it was a good trip. I wasn't planning on being there that long. I wasn't planning on driving through that quick. But I ditched all the storms and was able to drive between the raindrops and got there pretty quick, and I appreciate you guys coming up and meet me. We had a great time.
Hey, I don't mean to switch to the weather, but I'm about to, because currently northeastern Ohio is getting pummeled, dude. There are tornado watches and severe thunderstorm warnings is what is actually occurring. And just west of Allentown, Pennsylvania, we've got a tornado warning, which means that there's a tornado on the ground, or at least a funnel has been sighted. But all over the Midwest right now, everywhere from Pennsylvania all the way through Iowa into Nebraska, storms are lighting up in Oklahoma currently. All the way down to Texas, this whole afternoon is just going to be a complete nightmare from the Rockies all the way to Pennsylvania. And,
I gave my mom a quick call because that's where we're from, is Northeast Ohio. And it went all across the entire state of Ohio. Dayton is on the southwest corner, and we live up in the northeast corner, and it came across and going through Pittsburgh. So I gave her a call right before I got into town here. I said, get in the basement and relax.
Currently your area, currently northeast Ohio, is getting nailed. I told her to give me a call after the show and make sure she made it through okay. Yeah. Storms that hit last night in southern Ohio, just serious tornadoes, dude. Whole bunch of people
are displaced right now.
Yeah,
quite a bit.
Yeah, and over the weekend too, we had a whole
68,000 households and businesses were still without power Tuesday morning. It was a lot. Weather is not done for the summer, that's for sure.
Oh no, and it's just going to get worse. It's every day, and the storms are more severe. That's what I was talking about before.
But I got to say, we had perfect weather in Vegas. I mean, would it stay around 72 to 78?
Oh, man, it was it was chilly.
Amazing.
It was chilly.
It was amazing.
At one point. It was like 50s.
It's supposed to get to 90 this week. I guess let's get to 95 in Palm Springs this weekend. So it's going to hit us both in Southern Cal here.
At the same time that they're having massive tornadoes down in places like Jacksonville, Florida, they're blown out heat records. So it was 100 degrees. Almost 3 days in a row. So it was like 98, 99, and 100 degrees solid in all those 3 days. So that's not good. You know, those areas cooking. And there's a lot of old people down there. They got to watch out, you know, check your air conditioners, make sure all that's working, and check on the elderly when you know, heat like that happens, because a lot of people just die. Heat exhaustion.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of dying, I mean, have you talked, what's going on in Mount Everest? I mean, they had another hiking.
I'm sorry, I don't mean
deaths
to laugh.
So far this year.
Yeah, 11 deaths.
Transition.
And this last one, this last death is, no, it's the same. We're dealing with severities in weather over here because of climate change. And over on Mount Everest, which is in Indonesia, right? They are experiencing very little snow. So you've got a whole bunch of people that have always wanted to climb Mount Everest climbing when they're not trained,
right.
They're not qualified. And so they're blocking up the entire peak. There's like from the summit to the peak, there's all these people that are just wanting to get to the peak. And they're all pausing, and there's this huge traffic jam of people up on that ridge. And
right.
So people are walking around people and trying to get to the peak, and they're literally falling and dying. This last guy, he is already – this was his bucket list. This was it. He has already climbed – six of the, from what I understand, he already climbs to the peak, six of the tallest mountains, and then Mount Everest is the seventh. And he got to the peak, and right after that,
I didn't know that.
So he's actually qualified and a really good climber. And this is a guy.
Right.
This is what he does. You know, it's not just some freaks out there going, oh, I want to climb it just because I can right now because there's no snow. So
right.
They're experiencing an immense amount of heat over there and less snow, you know. And over here, we're experiencing some snow currently. We've got snow in the Rocky Mountains again. So, you know, and it's happening today, tomorrow, or
yeah,
within the next 24 hours.
Yeah, snow-capped peaks here in Palm Springs. I just posted
and
a picture
in Palm Springs,
there.
Yep.
So,
yeah, Big Bear. Big Bear has like 2 feet.
I'm surprised.
Everybody's skiing in June.
Well, I told you, when I drove to Palm Springs, I came from, spent the night outside of Denver, about 35, 40 miles this side of Denver going towards Las Vegas. And I left that morning, and I posted on social media, there was snow where I was staying in Denver that night, but it wasn't really that bad. It was on the side of the road. But then driving into Vegas the next morning, I left at like 7 or 8 in the morning, I think 7-ish in the morning. And going through Vail, there was still ice on the road. And it was a little treacherous coming down that mountain. I was a little scared, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Because I didn't.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting
you.
That on May 20th or whatever I was there, 24th, 25th. It was pretty crazy.
You know, they could just put in heated concrete in areas that they know that there's going to be ice and snow. It's that easy. It really is. And,
right.
You know, it provides jobs. So as far as maintenance is concerned.
There you go. Come on. Stand on our soapbox with us, guys, and talk about your solutions to this weather crisis. I don't want to keep it morbid, but I do want to transition one more time while we're in our death talk here.
Nice.
It's interesting. Did you see where that guy got his leg bit off by a shark in Maui over the weekend and died?
Yeah, and he died. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm like, why? I don't know why the dolphins haven't told all the sharks to just kill every human they see that's swimming. we're a problem, you know, to this planet. We're not, definitely not a solution. I don't see anybody with any solutions to the problem.
We should be able to enjoy our oceans as much as them, though. We should be polluting them. We should be able to enjoy
them. No way.
This poor guy.
No,
do we
enjoy our oceans? Dude, the Pacific Garbage Patch.
That just retired.
It's all right. I'm sorry.
It's not
all right,
dude. I love the beach. I love going in the ocean. Don't tell me I'm not going in the ocean. I'm telling you this. I'm going to enjoy the
ocean.
You
can go in the ocean, but dude, you're going to have to deal with more plastics and more garbage than you are sharks. So we keep dumping shit into the oceans and we expect, you know, our oceans to like clean it up by itself. I don't know what, you know, humans are thinking. So I'm for the shark on this.
Well, that guy was out a little far. I think they said he was out like 60 yards. And I think you've been to Hawaii. I've been to Hawaii quite a few times, and it's such a slight incline. You can go out pretty far and not be that deep. But this guy was like 60 yards out, which is quite away from shore, even though it only might be up to your neck. That's far out. That's living in shark territory there. I'm sorry. Also, I don't like to go.
Yeah, I call that, like, when I'm snorkeling or scuba diving, there's like this blue wall that I just won't go past. And I know that right on the other edge of that thing is a humongous shark. I know. I'm just, when I'm underwater, I look at that and I'm like, I'm not going over there. You know, it's like, I'll stay over here. There's some nice pretty fish. I'll stay over right here. Oh, look, a moray eel.
There you go.
You know, cool.
Yeah.
I'm not going out. I don't need to go over there. So that dark
now,
blue.
I love Hawaii. The water's warm. And like I said, you can go out pretty far and only be waist deep, but I don't go out very far. I go out maybe 25 feet. That's far enough for me. Even though it only goes up to just over my belly, I don't care. I don't want
to
go out where all the fishies are swimming
careful.
Around there.
You do have to be careful. I was on Lanai and the Pineapple Island, which actually got pretty messed up during the last hurricane that hit. And it's a beautiful island. It's really small, but it's where Dole Pineapple Plantation is. And that's the only place where pineapple's grown, by the way, is Hawaii. So they really need to repair that plantation. Otherwise, nobody's having any pineapple. But I was on the beach, and my sister was with me on the ride over, because we rode over from Maui, and I got and it was real choppy. It was nothing for everybody else. It was like 3 foot waves, just stupid. You know, I mean, just really low, really dumb waves. And of course I threw up on the way over. So I was like, I'm not going to take the tour of the whole plantation. I don't want to be driving around and throwing up all day. So I'm already motion sick, you know, and so I just decided to stay on the beach, and I was in knee deep water. And I was like, I don't know how old I was, 10 years old, something like that. And I was in knee deep water, and a wave came up and took me out. And I was tumbling underwater, and I just remember just like letting myself kind of tumble and not be like trying to fight any of it. I was just kind of along for the ride, and it popped me up out where the boats were anchored. And I was like, okay, so that's my first experience with a riptide. I actually knew, you know, what I had just gotten hit by. So, because it literally sucked me way out to, it had to be, I don't even know how far out I was. I mean, I had to swim back. And I'm lucky, I guess, that it let me go. But that's something that you do have to be concerned with when you're in Hawaii or when you're at the beach anytime. Look out for that riptide, because that thing will just suck you way out there. I was way out there. I was out where the boats were anchored. So that was one of my experiences.
Yeah, that's way too far out for me.
In Hawaii and in the beach. Yeah, no, it was pretty far out. I had to be like 100 yards out. I mean, I was pretty far out by the time it let me go.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. I don't go out that far. And some of those, like Kauai, those surf gets pretty big. North Shore, the surf gets pretty big.
Yep.
I mean, when you're in parts of Maui and you're in Waikiki, then you can, like I said, you can walk out 50 to 100 yards.
There's areas, there's so many bays in Maui. There's so many areas where you can snorkel where the water's not even like 5 feet, 6 feet deep. You know, it doesn't get any deeper than that. There's so many areas on the beach, but there's a lot of areas that, you can be like, if you're off the, even Waikiki, there's areas that those waves get huge. So you can't.
Right.
I mean, you know, they're like four stories tall. You can't even be messing with any of that. So you got
to
really.
Yeah, my favorite place to stay in Hawaii is the Turtle Bay Hilton, and it's on the North Shore. And it's serious waves all around, but it's a gorgeous place. I love staying there. I've been to Hawaii quite a few times because California is kind of like going to Florida when you live on the East Coast. I've noticed everyone now that I'm living in Ohio, everyone goes to Florida because it's relatively expensive. And it used to be for California. You can go to Hawaii relatively cheap. It's funny you talk about pineapple. Pineapple costs about $800 a glass over there, even though they grow it there, because everything's imported to the island, so everything's so expensive and normal. But you'd think the one thing they would grow would be at a decent price, but no, pineapple juice is still $40 a glass or whatever. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Don't understand.
Well, it's still
got to
be imported from the other island after it's processed. So.
That's true. I guess so. So what else is going on? Have you guys made it back to L.A. yet, or are you guys taking another day to get there?
No, we're taking another day. So we decided
nice.
To hang out in Las Vegas. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I made great time here to Palm Springs. I will now be here for exactly a month, so just about. It's the 28th, and I check out on the 26th. So I'm looking forward to the next 28, 29 days here in beautiful downtown Palm Springs. And we'll see. Hopefully the weather doesn't get too terribly hot. But I'm looking forward to bringing my radio show here and bringing a lot of guests up from L.A. to come talk to us. So that will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're looking at the 90s. You're looking at 90s coming up here.
I can deal with that. That's okay.
Yeah, 90s
I won't
right.
do it poolside again. I wanted to do the show poolside the last 2 years, but it's been too hot for that. So I'll probably have to do it in my room again. But that's okay. I can deal with it.
Cool.
So what else is going on? What's on your radar? What have you seen? I've been driving all morning. Anything exciting you're talking about?
Sarah Jessica Parker tweeted something about, I don't know what the exact tweet is, but something about Memorial Day, not happy, but we are all, you know, doing this Memorial Day for transgender LGBTQ men and women military. And I don't know, I'm paraphrasing the hell out of it, but
okay,
she was supportive. Yeah. She was supportive all the way around for all people who have ever been in the military. And she's just getting a bunch of flack for it. She's no pun intended there. She's getting a bunch of, a bunch of like bad tweets and people are going after her on Twitter. So I just, you know, she's just trying to be supportive as far as I can see for all of them out there, for every single person.
Yeah, I saw something about it. I haven't got to
military.
See it yet all the way, but, I mean, thank you to everyone who's serving out there. But now, of course, trans people cannot serve openly anymore. Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed. That was nice. But trans has gone into their own Don't Ask, Don't Tell anymore for that. So it's kind of taken a step backwards there. So good for her for saying something. Her and Matthew Broderick have both been huge on LGBT rights, but they're from the theater community and, of course, in Hollywood, so most of the community is. But she gave them a special mention, I guess, and I haven't read the exact quote yet either. But, here we go. Why can't it just be everyone that served? I have a transgender relative. The last thing you wanted to be is to single out. I wish we could honor all service people. Lord Jesus, I'm waiting for the special Muslim service people shout out. Make me vomit. Okay, I guess she was.
Is that what she said?
Was up there. Yeah. So she was a little strong on it.
She's an artist. She's an artist, and you know she's trying to say. I've got one of my cousins, Richard Wiley, is missing in action in Vietnam. So I've got military in my family, and I also have military who are friends. And I have military who are missing and not found. So obviously after, 30 years, you got to presume 40 years, you got to presume dead. And, and I've always thought, maybe he went AWOL and found some really cute Vietnamese chick and just hanging out, or Vietnamese dude and just hanging out, and living his life.
That's a good way to remember him. I like that. That's a good way to remember
him. That's what I've always felt, I always thought, that would be a good scenario. He was actually in Laos, which we weren't supposed to be in Laos at the time. And she was on some top secret mission and didn't come back from said mission. So, I'm very supportive on all this. And at the same time, there's a lot of people that are, accusing the people that are kneeling, during the national anthem, as disrespectful to the military, when it's not. It's about, it was initially when Colin Kaepernick did that, it was initially about black men being shot, unarmed black men being shot by police. And,
right.
And, you know, there's always been this where, you know, for some reason, unarmed or just black men in general have always been targeted. And for, you know, and I'm
disproportionately, I don't know if I'd say targeted, but
racial,
yeah, definitely been disproportionate racially.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, all the way back, you know, with lynchings and I mean, just keep going back and you
right,
know, when
right.
they were even first brought here, because they didn't come here under their own will or power. They were brought here. So,
right.
You know, as slaves. So, you know, it's like there's we it's been happening the whole time that they were since they were brought here. And
right.
it's really got
to chuckle,
stop.
But we crack ourselves up because we're two white guys talking about abortion and two white guys talking about race issues.
Yeah. Who the hell?
We have opinions and opinions.
Who the hell
are
we to actually have an opinion on this? Well,
like,
I'd love for somebody to call
9090126 if you're not white and old like us.
Yeah. Please call in 347-989-0126.
But Memorial Day is a little different. I mean, I think you and I were probably one of the last generations that had to actually sign up for the draft on your 18th birthday. So many people today don't even know what that is like, since we've had this all volunteer army for so long that people don't experience it like when people were actually drafted to go in the service, and everybody knew somebody because they were drafted. We haven't had that happen. I mean, two brothers have not served. Any of the three of us never served. It was volunteer. Particular reason in general. But.
Yeah, no, my brother does serve and has served his whole life. So
right.
off and on in the Air Force and is currently serving. So, I've had that my whole life. I've seen that and been next to it. So, I'm still on like Colin Kaepernick's side on this stuff. So, you know, it's not that I'm on his side. It's more that I'm understanding where he's coming from, especially knowing
right.
that someone like Francis Scott Key, who wrote the national anthem, was writing it in a farcical way. He was a sarcastic poet. And when he wrote it, he wrote Home of the Brave and Land of the Free, or Land of the Brave and Home of the Free, whatever the hell it is. He wrote it with a question mark. It's not, Land of the Free. It's a question mark. It's not a statement. It's not a
right.
period. It's a question, because there were still people who were enslaved. So who actually is free here is what he was
right.
questioning. And they turned it into the national anthem. So, you know, I'm like, okay, well, there's going to be protests against that. It's a protest song.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, people just don't understand the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Veterans Day honors everyone that serves. Memorial Day are those that have fallen.
Correct.
We need to pay attention to that. And
yeah.
thank your brother for his service. But like I said, that's
yeah.
a more veteran.
That's more veteran.
We need to honor
yeah,
those
correct.
that have fallen.
Yep.
All right. We do have a caller on the line. Let's go ahead and bring Chris from East Central Illinois on the line. Chris, welcome to Standing on My Soapbox. What do you want to talk about? Oops, hold on. Maybe he's not in. There he goes. Okay. Chris, what's going on?
Chris, is he calling in because he's being currently hit by a tornado? There is not much I can
I
do for you. Lay down in a bathtub, or put it on film, you know, and make sure you put it out there so that we can all see it. Chris, where are you at, dude?
Chris, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
Yeah,
what's
I
up?
Can hear you.
Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind, man?
Sorry,
you're good.
There's a bunch of storms hitting us a lot. So sorry if you can't hear me so well. I have a bunch of cloud cover.
Yeah, it sounds like your antennas are getting ripped out of the ground, dude. You guys all right?
Yeah, we've been. Oh. Yeah, my town hasn't, but yeah. Can you guys hear me? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to.
Yeah, now I can
show.
Hear you. You sound good now, buddy. You sound good. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. Be safe out there. What's going on? What do you want to talk about today?
Well, just I think it's interesting to talk about all these race relations and all of this other stuff when it talks about law enforcement. And I myself have gone up against law enforcement personally. I actually, in my youth, was able to shut down. Not single-handedly, obviously.
Okay, you're fading out a little bit, Chris. So what happened in your youth now? Say that one more time.
I was able in my youth as a legal defender to shut down a police department.
Oh, wow, okay.
And
how did that happen?
Okay.
What happened?
I was pulled over because they had a series of different speed with it. So it was inevitable that they would pull almost everybody over.
Okay. Yeah, and you're a white guy too. You're on the white guy network today, it seems. Are you white?
Am I white?
Okay. And so.
I'm talking about strategy here.
Oh, okay.
As a white man, I was able to get dozens of white people fired because they were acting in a corrupt fashion.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Good for you. That's,
yeah.
How did you go about doing that? Who did you have to report that to?
What I had to do, you guys can look this up yourselves. In 2014, Waldo, Florida Police Department was shut down. What I did was I firsthand experienced their corruption, and then I went around and I was a legal defense able to be in conference. And they had clients, and we all came together, and it wasn't a mass action lawsuit. It was just dozens upon dozens of complaints filed at the time. So
right.
There was evidence of corruption from several different officers in that department, and myself, I was able to go directly towards them. We all filed our stuff together. I was literally standing in Alachua County Court. It was me first, and the guy kind of scoffed me off because I didn't have a bar card. And then the next three people behind me had bar cards, and they were actually attorneys. And he wasn't laughing
oh,
after
nice.
That.
So, nice.
Yeah, exactly. So when you step out of the realm of their nonsense thing, if you have all the evidence that there is corruption, then I stepped into their realm. I showed how several officers were being very corrupt. They were pulling people over for no reason, no matter their skin color, because there were a lot of white people down there in Florida. And what we did was we came together and we filed a bunch of complaints simultaneously. And by the time that the insurance companies were able to read the complaints that had verifiable evidence, they were no longer able to insure them. So a police department does not exist without insurance. So when you're uninsurable, you no longer have a police department. And that's how we took them down.
Well, good for you. And what made you kind of step up to that? What was the thing that kind of broke your last straw with the corruption? What was it that you noticed that you wanted to go after in particular?
Well, I have an aspect. When you become a law enforcement agent, first of all, you have to swear an oath. And the moment that you violate that oath, then you are open to any punishment that the public can possibly provide. I think that if you are a law enforcement agent, if you're a soldier, if you're all these different other categories of people who have authority, you automatically accept the responsibility to have a higher tier and a higher standard of decency and law-abiding citizenship placed upon you. And the moment that you violate that, the punishment should be harsher.
Right.
Because you're trusting.
Yeah,
exactly.
It should be harsher. And most of the time it is. And most of the time, the punishment is harsher for things like treason.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the only time in history, not history, but recent history, that a punishment has been taken before court and it's been, you know, they've thrown more punishment is when it's a law enforcement agent.
Yeah.
Did you blow the lawyers away when you were speaking first? Did you blow the lawyers away a bit?
No, I was working with the lawyers. What I did was I ended up pissing off – I'm sorry, I'm not trying to use foul language. But I ended up
pissing off
the sheriff, two different chiefs of police, two judges, and the state's attorney. And the only way that I was able to make it out of there, because at a certain point they were pulling me over just to ask me how my day was going.
Right.
So I got out of there because I know that it's very easy for people to disappear in Florida. So I left there, and I promised the judge that I would never return to Florida. Yeah, there are a lot of swamps, a little bit of bayou,
a lot of
ocean. Yeah, it's a little bit of a peninsula there.
Were you from there originally, or did you go back home to Illinois area?
Oh, no, sir, no. I was a legal defense counselor in Illinois before I went down there. I practiced in Illinois, Indiana, and Florida, and holy crap. Florida is kind of like the New York of America, where you go to New York and you know automatically that everything there is screwed up. Everything is backwards. Everything is terrible. But you go down to these countries, like, hey, maybe there's hope. Nope. That's not
I think,
hey,
Craig, you experienced Florida a bit, right?
Oh, no, yeah, I've experienced Florida a lot. But what I'm actually wondering is if it's okay with you, Chris, if I get your number off the air and I talk to you about a few things that I got going on in my life. Because you sound a very, very intelligent dude, and you sound like the things that I'm actually taking on. So you sound like you could help me.
Well, if you go ahead and take my number down. Yeah, I'm more than happy to. And that's the entire thing is that I've talked about this stuff openly.
I want to talk to
you
off air.
Oh, no, that's fine.
That's great.
I'm just saying for everyone else listening, if you look up Mike Zabo, he was the chief of police of Waldo, Florida's police department. And there is no such thing as Waldo, Florida Police Department. And I'm going after another police department in the same way right now in Arizona. So I'm just saying, like, this stuff is documented. These people, I love law enforcement because upon entering that contract, you are accepting that you are willing to risk your safety to protect other people. But the moment that you deviate from that, that is unforgivable. And, yeah, that's what I'm fighting.
Chris, you're my new hero. Do me a favor and talk to me a second. What do you think about Avenatti in the news right now? What do you think about a lawyer doing this stuff, though?
A lawyer cannot do this stuff because they are registered members of the Bar Association, and they will literally revoke their bar card. And I worked with attorneys down in Florida. My favorite attorney was a woman in her 50s, and she was helping out with the law. I was kind of acting as a paralegal. So I was looking for all this case law, and in the time that we were working together, she received three different pieces of mail saying that she's under review from the prosecution. I told her, I was like, look, I'm not trying to ruin your career. I don't, I want you to be able to practice law and do everything. I'm not going to take that from you. And she's like, no, these people actually need to fry. And I'm like, okay, here I am.
That's awesome. You are my new hero, dude. Thanks for standing on my soapbox. Anything else you want to talk about while you're on air?
Not really. I mean, I think that people need to do a little bit more research before they.
Before they what?
You cut out just a second. Before they what?
Chris?
You cut out on us, buddy.
Yeah.
Do me a favor.
Dude,
I want you to call again sometime.
Was,
I'm going to go ahead and put you
call.
Off air with Jordan. Jordan is running the boards today in the studio. So Jordan's going to pull you off air here in a second.
Thanks, Chris, for standing up against corruption,
Chris,
man.
Yeah. If you can call back in, Chris, give Jordan your information, and Craig will get you off air. But thanks very much for that. I appreciate it. Jordan, why don't you go ahead and let's take a break. We're about 39 minutes in, so we'll take a quick break and see if we get Chris to call back in to get his info. Thanks for standing on our soapbox there, Chris. We definitely appreciate it. We're going to do a little Blair St. Clair and Now or Never. You're listening to Standing on My Soapbox. Give us a call when we're back, 347-989-0126. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
It's not like you know me. I live in the world of green. Got too bad at painting the dream. But if you really know me, faded out in a flash. I'm here cause I'm getting it. I'm gonna turn the tide. I'm gonna live my life the way I want, the way
back. I do too. Chris, thanks for calling in, buddy. Sorry, dropped. Sound like a smart man. We got a lawyer on the side of social justice. I love hearing that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Give us a call, guys. 347-989-0126. Anything you want to talk about, we'd love to hear from you. Appreciate you calling in. Yeah, that was very interesting. I'm going to look that up. He said, look under Waldo, Florida, and he helped and the corruption down there. Now he's going after someone there.
I wanted to talk to him on air about the Supreme Court and how it has repeatedly, over and over again, with all these anti-abortion laws that are trying to be put in front of them, that different states are putting in front of them, they repeatedly are turning these down, and they are not going to replace Roe versus Wade. That is something that it is glaringly obvious that it's like, no, we are not going to repeal this. We are not going to reverse it. We are not going to replace it. It's done. So, and they keep going against it. So, and I'm not, I'm not understanding what the different states don't get. You know, every
right.
single time they go and sign a law, it goes in front of the Supreme Court and it gets knocked down. So don't do it anymore. Just keep going the way we're going.
Right. Exactly.
So I wanted to talk to him about that. And once again, it would have been, you know, a whole bunch of guys talking about women and abortions and, you know, the thing. Can we get a woman caller?
Yeah, well,
hopefully
Chris will become a regular caller. We welcome regular callers. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, no, that'd be cool.
Really his point of view. Very
but
nice.
I'd like to hear from some women.
Yeah, right. Well, speaking of that, I mean, we had our government is so dysfunctional, talking about government in there. We had another lone Republican today stop the foreign aid bill. It used to be foreign aid bills were the easiest things ever to get through Congress. They were always bipartisan. They've been trying to get this money for Puerto Rico, and they were supposed to get it done a month ago.
That's not even foreign aid, dude.
Week.
That's a U.S. territory.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking the foreign aid bills for a whole bunch of things. But Puerto Rico,
those are United States citizens. If anybody
foreign,
needs,
I'm sorry.
Currently,
I call it
Peru
disaster relief. It's disaster relief, not foreign aid. I'm assuming.
Yeah. Disaster relief. And look at all the disasters that are happening
bill.
Currently across the United
right.
States.
Well, they're supposed to cover everything from last year. And they usually
wow.
pass those things right away, but they delayed it till last week, and a single Republican stopped it from going through. And then today they tried to do it again with majority consent, and another one stopped it from going through. Represent Thomas Massie from Kentucky, of course it's Kentucky or a southern place, objected to request to pass the measure by unanimous consent.
Kentucky's
said,
not even southern, dude.
Kentucky's
not even southern if you look at it. It's up near Kentucky. Ohio borders it. So
anyone that drinks mint juleps is southern. They have mint juleps in the Kentucky Derby. They're southern. They win.
That
they
Mason
get part
Dixon
of the southern brawl. But so now we have no disaster bill going through again for the second week after it's already a month overdue. Well, I think we have Chris back on the line. Let's see if we have Chris back on. Jordan,
Chris.
Let Chris back in. Chris, thanks for calling back in. We lost you there. Pick up on what you were talking about there.
No, sorry. I'm telling you right now that there are like tornadoes all over the West, and the networks are down everywhere. People don't have people don't have electricity.
Right. Wow.
Well, we appreciate your call. We need to make you a regular caller. We need a law person on staff because Craig and I getting ourselves in trouble all the time. I don't know if you listen to one of what Craig meant to say. We're always putting our foot in the mouth from here to there. But what else is on your mind, buddy? Give us talk to us.
Well, I mean, there's just so much nonsense happening right now, you know? And I'm sorry, Craig, did you have anything? I heard a little bit because I was playing this on.
The Supreme Court is repeatedly saying to all of these states that are trying to put anti-abortion bills in, they're constantly turning those down. They're repeatedly turning down those laws and saying that they're not going to reverse Roe versus Wade. They're not going to repeal it. They're not going to do this. So why do these states continue to try to mess with that? And you know, I think a lot of it has to do with education, because the majority of those states are in the bottom half or the bottom 40 of our education system in the United States. But I'm just wondering, you know, how you feel about that. Because what the Supreme Court, you know, what they keep deciding to do.
Well, I go out of my way to understand that the reason that there is South and that the promise of the North was that the individual states would have their own sovereignty to a certain degree. So whether
right.
or not
right.
They have a federal decision like you know, Roe v. Wade,
right.
that the states can always protest it. And I appreciate that even if they don't agree with the federal decision, that anyone for any reason is a federal government, because I don't think the government is trustworthy to begin with.
So
right.
Not necessarily on this thing or any other thing.
Right.
I think that
just all the way across the board. That's how I feel too.
Absolutely.
They
yeah.
All
so no matter what it is, I agree with it or don't agree with it. I appreciate that a state can come forth and say we don't agree with petition, you know, and even if it's nonsensical, you know, it's that they can do that, and you know, the challenge, because the only way that these people have, because they have huge heads, you guys got the federal government has huge heads. That's what they do. They're big-headed.
Right.
They're very stubborn. They're very arrogant. So if they're challenged on occasion, even if you don't agree with it, it's good that they're challenged, because then they have to justify their position.
Oh, okay.
That's a good perspective. I actually like that perspective.
Yeah, no, yeah, I like it. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for clearing that up for me.
Oh, no problem.
That the states, you know, that all the states have the right to challenge whatever it is that they want to challenge. And that keeps our government in check, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, because, okay, we all know this. We all know that they're crazy. They're crazy people. Who, I'm not trying to curse, who in their right mind would want to run for political office? Only crazy people.
Right.
All right. So we're talking about crazy people. So that's all we're doing. We're talking about crazy people and people. Like,
if they have solutions, if they have solutions,
well,
if they don't
do
have
it now,
you know,
the only reason they do it is for money and power. It's not
right.
For the good of the people anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the government is crazy, and this is a foundational principle of what it is to be in to begin with. The government is
right.
Not trustworthy. Do not trust them. They are always shady characters trying to do something. And the only requirement.
Now talk about
people.
Chris, do me a favor. Talk about what got you into social justice, because unfortunately, lawyers don't get much of a better rap than politicians. What made you want to be a social justice lawyer? I think that's fantastic.
Well, I'm not a legal defense counselor. An attorney or a lawyer is registered through the bar. They bar exam. So I never did that, so I'd never had to pledge any allegiance to any association. I was pursuant to Schwarb. I was pursuant to Schwarb, the Board of Bar Examiners, where they said that that the bar not limit anyone's practice of law.
Gotcha. I like that.
Wow,
you're
nice.
Independent person. That's great.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
A
lot of respect.
The silly thing about it. No, I really do. But this is the silly thing about it, is that literally you guys, anyone who's going to listen a month from now, I have never done anything in my entire life that nobody else could do.
Well, that's
it
modest, but I think
down.
A lot of people won't do it. It's not you don't have that people don't have the ability, but they don't have the will to do it. So that's why hats off to you. You're right. Anyone can
absolutely.
Do anything they want, but a lot of people don't actually do it. And you're doing it.
Well, the difference psychologically is the follower and the leader. I was not trying to be a leader, but I became a leader unbeknownst to me. You know, I wasn't trying to work my butt off to become a leader. I was going out of my way to shut down terrible people that I knew were doing terrible things. And I literally stood, not even stood. Let me describe the situation. I was sitting in handcuffs on the curb right in front of the police department, because that's where the cops pulled me over. And I told them to bring their chief of police out, because I want to talk to him, because I've been talking to this man for 2 months on the phone. And he steps
right.
out and he's like, I guess there's nothing I can do for you. You're already in handcuffs. You're already arrested. And I was like, guy, do you realize that the repercussions of arrogance are so much worse, because you know what happened now. You now see me in handcuffs. You now know I'm going to jail. You know what's going to happen next. And this is no longer me being a prisoner. This is you getting screwed out of a job because you're a terrible person. And he's like, yeah, whatever, take him away. And I went to jail. I sat there for like 8 hours or whatever. I got out. And then I started filing motions and charges against him and like 12 of his other officers. And then, in 2014, there's no more Waldo Police Department magically. Yeah. The thing is about everything that has to do with these social institutions, the American, you know, project, all these police departments. I learned that a police department could be shut down because there was a police department shut down in Camden, New Jersey. I didn't believe
right.
it. I was like, oh man, Oh, and I didn't understand what a police department is. A third party contractor. They're not actually a sheriff. Is the only a sheriff is the only elected law enforcement agent in a county. Everything that happens after that is granted police powers from the sheriff's office. There are no the police only have authority because they are granted policing powers. The police themselves are not a state company. It's a third party contractor.
Right.
And I had to learn that.
Well, Chris, I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to put you off air with Jordan. She's going to get your contact information, and we'll have Craig give you an email or a text. We actually have another caller from Michigan on. I want to bring them on, and you can let Jordan know if you want to listen
Chris.
In, and we can bring you back in, okay?
Really
thanks
appreciate
for your call,
you,
buddy.
Man.
For sure.
All right, Michigan, you're on the air. Who are you speaking with, and what do you want to talk about?
This is Tapioca, baby. How you doing?
Tapioca,
how the heck are you? What's up, darling?
I'm moist, baby.
Okay, we got to keep it on air. You got to keep us up so we don't have to kick you off. Keep it real. What's going on there?
I like my tapioca moist, so it's a good thing.
That's a good
mm-hmm,
thing. Okay.
Baby.
So what's up? What do you want
so
to talk about?
I suffer from a condition called chronic prolapse. Have you ever heard of it?
Chronic prolapse? No, I have not.
It's when your lady business starts falling out.
Well, that can be something to talk about. Like I said, again, two white guys talking about lady parts falling out is probably not the best thing on the radio show. Do you have any other topic you might want to talk
about? I'm not going to have too much information on that. You might, though, Tapioca.
We just need to spread awareness about it.
Well,
it's a real condition that happens to women, and even gay men get prolapse.
Well, and then who do you have to go see for that? Is that who do you go see to fix that condition?
Depends. It could be your gyno or your proctologist.
All right. Well, I hope you get that resolved. I appreciate you calling in, Tapioca. Anything else on news of the day, politics, or pop culture?
No, babies. Y'all have a good day.
Hey, we
you
appreciate
too,
you calling in, Tapioca. Have an amazing afternoon. We appreciate it. We are having a fun chat today, my friend.
Oh,
we are going
time,
from social
dude.
Justice
good
to lady
time.
Parts falling
hey,
out all over the
they
place.
They got it. They
it's
got,
going to be interesting.
No, I got it. Got to mention anus at least once, right? The callers
there
got
you
it.
Go. Oh, my goodness.
Got to get in.
Oh, my goodness. Man, well, my buddy, I appreciate you coming out to see me in Vegas. I'm glad we had a great Memorial Day weekend together. I hope all of our listeners out there had a good Memorial Day weekend and were able to honor those fallen in some way or the other.
And reflect.
Anything else you want to finish up with
lives.
Today, buddy?
I'm sorry, what?
Anything you want to finish
I
up
didn't
with
just...
today?
No, everybody, everybody be careful, dude. There's all sorts of weather events happening. There's currently a tornado in Atwood, Colorado. So, it's all over the United States. We have a massive tornado outbreak. And if nothing else, there's a bunch of flooding. So please turn around. Don't drown. Don't even be driving in this. People are nuts.
Yeah, be on the lookout. We want Chris to
yeah.
stay safe where he's at in Illinois. Jordan, who's been producing us, is in Northeast Ohio. She's actually in Pennsylvania, Ohio.
Yeah.
We want her to stay safe. Guys, thanks for listening today and standing on our soapbox. We'll be back, like I said, the rest of the week. Every day, Monday through Friday, we're here, except for holidays. 1 o'clock Pacific, 4
thanks,
o'clock
Tapioca.
Eastern for an hour.
Thanks,
Tapioca.
Thanks, Tapioca,
thanks
for calling
Chris.
In.
There will not
yep.
be a Left of Straight show today. We will be back next week when we have live shows here from Palm Springs with live guests every day from we're going to be a little later next week. We're going to have Standing on a Soapbox an hour, a couple hours later, and Left of Straight show. We'll talk about that on social media so you guys can follow along. Jordan, why don't you go ahead and play us out? We're going to play our good buddy Scott Grimes, of course, good friend to Katie.
Oh, he just got married. Last week he just got married. I don't know if I even talked about that. He just got married to his co-star on the Orville. Why can't I remember her name right now? Wow, that's really bad of me.
We will have to talk about that tomorrow.
Seeing all over my social media. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Scotty Grimes. Cool. This is his version of Carrie out with the Mohegan Sun live version. You've been listening to Standing My Soapbox. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Peace.
This is the next single off the record. It's called Carrie. Be careful. If I think you know it well enough to sing, I'm going to have you come up here and sing it for me. She's the kind of girl does what she's gonna say. Like the friends she left behind, how they gonna get away? Tell me, honey, living in the sun, and I've had just begun. I'm alright, so I'm alright. Came a little town just around the second day. Oh, when we were young, and I've had just begun. I'm all right, I'm all right. Thank you guys.